Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
It's Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports. Yes, Christmas Eve, we're still bringing you the heat. This is what we do 24-7 on Sports Byline USA. I'm not going to lie like I usually do. A lot of the stuff is tape. This ain't. This is 907 out here on the West Coast. Great to have you with us wherever you are listening, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. If you're in the military, by the way, a very special holiday greeting to you. Hope you have a very holly jolly Merry Christmas. Or if you're in England, a Happy Christmas with Father Christmas. How about that? I always thought Father Christmas, he's a priest. It's Father Christmas. Hello, you're right. If Lloyd Christmas became a priest, he would have been Father Christmas. My favorite ever was my Ukrainian friend said, we have Cherepava Mrtnishneva. I said, what's that? Frozen grandfather. And I fell down on the ground laughing. I'm still laughing. And she looked at me with just a scowl. You make fun of Ukraine. I'm like, what am I on the subway with Kramer? Ukraine not weak. Ukraine powerful. Knock my wrist board everywhere. Frozen grandfather? Oh my God. All right. I don't want frozen grandfather to bring me presents. All right, today on the show, we got Frank Hannon, lead guitarist from Tesla, Elon Musk's band. Jared Freed, our old buddy, the comedian out of Boston. He's going to be at Indie Helium for some New Year's Eve shows. Also, Alex Edelman from Kung Pao Coach Your Comedy. As we have had those comedians in studio before, that's right here in the city. And then humorist Dylan Brody will join us in the third hour as well. Also, Rick's Picks, got to get you ready for the NFL weekend. And your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. Frozen grandfather. Come on back on my line.
The number one gift in this stressful year, relaxation from HomeEdics, now at up to 30% off. Soothing stress for over 35 years, HomeEdics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list. With select items up to 30% off and free shipping on orders over $50, holiday supplies won't last. Shop now at HOMEDICS.com. The perfectly relaxing, perfectly giftable gift is at HomeEdics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Rates have dropped to near all-time lows at ClearPath Lending. Rates are as low as 1.75% on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 1.986% APR. Call ClearPath Lending, 844-800-3205. Loan officers are standing by. ClearPath Lending at 844-800-3205.
Loans not available in all states. 1.75% rate, 1.986% APR, subject to 800 minimum FICO score and includes up to 2 discount points. Other restrictions apply. Call 888-855-6361 or visit clearpathlending.com for details about credit costs, terms, and license information. ClearPath Lending Incorporated, 15615 Alton Parkway, Suite 300, Irvine, California, 92618, NMLS ID number 936436. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California financing law license number 603J783 in California. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Call now and save thousands. 844-800-3205.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you looking for great sports memorabilia with the fastest shipping in the industry? Check out auctionofchampions.com. The fastest growing sports memorabilia auction house in the country, Auction of Champions has a huge variety of PSA 10 graded rookie cards, the largest selection of Fanatics licensed jerseys, and the best customer service in the business. With all items authenticated by third-party companies like JSA and Beckett, you'll love Auction of Champions. Check out auctionofchampions.com.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Have a very Merry Christmas. Okay, bye. No, wait, we have 3 hours. Let's get to it. Coming up next in the 925 segment, West Coast time, Frank Hannon. My old boss, my first boss in TV had last name Hannon, but was H-A-N-N-A-N. He's H-A-N-N-O-N. Let me know when we're live. Oh, we're on. You know, in these COVID times, and of course we're, you know, normally we would think, oh, it's time to celebrate. We have a vaccine, but, you know, only a few are getting the vaccine. The essential people and the rich don't act like Fortune 500 CEOs haven't already had it. Rick, that's a very serious accusation. It's not an accusation. It's an assumption. I'm sure they have. But in these times, which is, I said, the dichotomy of here's a vaccine, whereas now more than 2 million Californians have it out of 30 million, that people are trying to lock down this, lock down that. Do we let this happen? Do we let that happen? People going out of work. As I mentioned, my bowling alley, Albany Bowl, has been around for 70 years and it's gone. They just couldn't hang anymore, and I can understand that. There's an interesting situation in the Bay Area. San Jose State, which when you think about San Jose State as far as athletes, you got to go back a ways, right? You think about Tommy Smith, John Carlos, maybe Harry Edwards, not as a player. He was a basketball player there. You think about Bill Walsh. You think about him as a player there? No. But basically, San Jose State's rich sporting history, you got to go back to the 80s, right? Steve Clarkson. Their basketball team is a is a joke. Their football team was voted out by the student council and barely survived. Well, anyway, they had a great season. not only do they have a great season in their conference, they beat Boise State. San Jose State beating Boise State, you would have laughed at that just 2 years ago. Maybe even last year. You could have laughed about it this year. So they got a bowl invite to play New Year's Eve in the Arizona Bowl. But the they are a state institution. They are not a professional team. So they need approval from Santa Clara County to go to Arizona. You think, why would they need approval to leave the state? Isn't there a quarantine coming back? Aha, there's the rub, as they say. They played Boise State in Vegas. When you come in from another state, California has a rule, which I didn't know about till this, that you can't leave the state again for another 10 days. And that will have only been 7 days if they're going to do that, to participate in all the activities. And so they haven't been forbidden yet, but it's not looking good. Apparently the school says that they're quote unquote in conversation with county officials. This is supposed to be for anything non-essential. And oh, believe you me, they do not think college sports is essential. So it's pretty heartbreaking for these kids. This isn't like a team that goes to a bowl every single year. Now you'd say, well, if Notre Dame missed out on a bowl, that's a lot of money. Yeah, but every senior has been to three other bowls. For San Jose State, this is really a one-off. So I feel bad for them. But when you talk about out of touch, look, I get it when the county says, if we start making exceptions for you, then we got to make exceptions for anyone who's not driving an ambulance here. So that sucks. And I'm on the student side. I'm on the school side. But as I said, I understand the county. It's like, look, rules are for everybody. You know, not just him, her, her and him, and not you. But the thing that irks me is when I see this and then I see a county official say, if they want to celebrate, tell them to celebrate on Zoom. What? Yeah. If they want to celebrate, tell them to celebrate on Zoom. That shows me that this person has no idea what a bowl game is. If you want, I can't stop saying it. If you want to celebrate, celebrate on Zoom. And it just reminds, I've said this before, that if you want to, get mad at politicians, go ahead. But it's usually politicians on the local level that will screw you. And I remember going to a planning commission meeting. This was in 2010, I believe. It was 10 years ago. For a place called Victory Court. It was a place near Jack London Square and Lake Merritt on the east side of the freeway, west side of the freeway, where they were going to build a stadium. They're going to have to tear down some apartment buildings. And so there were people in there arguing, and I got up there, and I didn't pound my fist, but I said, forget sports. Think about the revenue, the taxes, the pride, the jobs. You know, even if you hate sports, this is a good thing. And there was an old guy there who said, they'll tear down my apartment. And he chased me out into like Frank Ogawa Square. What if they tore your house down? I go, good, tear it down. They'll give me more than it's worth and we get a stadium. But remember, Libby Schaff was on that board. Doug Boxer, Barbara's son, was running it. But the worst part about that was, I have a point to all this, is that they saved it for the very end. So all these A's fans with drums, and not all of them spoke. I spoke, but all these A's fans, we had to wait and wait and wait and wait. And there was this guy who owned the McDonald's on Telegraph in the Temescal district of Oakland, which is a nice part of downtown Oakland, up and coming. And he wanted to redesign his McDonald's. He wanted to beautify it. He wanted to put in a different parking lot and expand the drive-through and put in trees and foliage in an area where most people would rather get the hell out. And so it went around. Everybody's like, great, great, great. And it got to this one woman on the planning commission. And she goes, I design stuff too. Do you have your blueprints? The guy's like, yes, ma'am. Can you bring them forward? The guy brings them forward. She goes, no. Do you have your architect with you? The guy said, I actually do have my architect with me. The architect stood up and she goes, why did you put the driveway here? It should be on the other side. He said, if it's on the other side, it would run over people. This is the safest place to put it. She goes, why are you putting trees in here? He said, that's a lot filled with garbage. We're going to take over that lot and we're going to put in some trees and foliage. She goes, yeah, good try, but I'm going to vote no. And at that point, I didn't even care about the A stadium anymore. I just couldn't believe the smugness. I designed stuff too. So I went to a vote. She was the one vote that said no, and it passed. But these people, they just want whatever is going on in their lives. They've never had any power, and this is their chance. You know, here she is, and I've driven past McDonald's. It looks great for a McDonald's. But she said no, just because she could. So I wonder if the lady who said, if you want to celebrate, celebrate on Zoom. I wonder if it's that, that same lady. It's not. It's a different county. But there's always somebody like that. So you know what, lady? If you want to celebrate, you celebrate on Zoom, huh? I don't even know what that means. All right, Frank Hannon on the other side. Come on back.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992.
That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Oh, come now. Don't be ashamed. We all have our idiosyncrasies.
I wish you would try and slap Rick Tittle's mama's face. He would clown you.
He would clown you. Girl! Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast. When we get Frank Hannon, we'll throw him on the air. You know these rock stars. This is like 5 a.m. to a rock star. Speaking of COVID violations, that's always fun. Dwayne Haskins. The quarterback out of Ohio State in his second year with his hometown Washington football team. I always want to say WTF, Mark Maron, but it's WFT. He was seen with some strippers wearing his jersey. I guess he had to buy strippers, number 7 jerseys, and say, here, wear these in honor of me. Okay. as I said, I always wonder about the guy who takes a picture. First of all, I'm got to be 1,000% sure taking a picture in a strip club is against their rules. But takes a picture and go, I really hope this isn't Haskins. Sure looks like him. They're all wearing his jersey. He doesn't have a mask on. What do you get, though? Seriously, if somebody, you know, there's no rules in comedy. So let's say somebody makes a a racial joke or a joke you find offensive. And then you tweet it out and say, look what this person said in a joke. And then that person's career is ruined. Do you get a good feeling about it? I don't know. Maybe you do. Maybe you feel really proud of yourself. But going after comedians, why would you go after comedians when there are so many real people out there? I don't know. But back to Dwayne Haskins. He said yesterday, and we talked about it, sorry, my bad, I'll learn from this, I'll grow from this. You shouldn't say I'll grow from this when you're sitting with strippers. But Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network reported last night that Haskins has been stripped of his captaincy. I voted for Spree Whale. It was voted by teammates. And that's part of the internal punishment, as they said. They have also fined him $40,000, which is the largest known financial punishment for any player so far. That's half of what he gets per game. So he got fined half a week's pay. $40,000 is significant even to him. But as I said, it's 1/32nd of his salary. The Washington football team will not suspend him because he has to start. I mean, that's the obvious thing. Ron Rivera said there have been consequences and we're moving forward. One thing I appreciated was his honesty in the conversation. He and I probably have talked 5 or 6 times in the past 2 days. Well, Haskins said, the two words he was using was immature and unacceptable. And the rule is that if you're in a social gathering with more than 10 people is a no-no, even if you're wearing masks. And he said, by the way, that it wasn't a strip club. It was his girlfriend's birthday party. It's like, aha, that's why they're all wearing number 7. And you know, this is a guy who's had a very eventful or uneventful season, if you want to think about it. He had already been fined previously for COVID-19 violations. That's when he was at a local club as well. he not only got benched for Alex Smith, he got benched for Kyle Allen. And those two guys had to get hurt for him to come back in again. And so that's the thing about when you take a QB in the draft. Is he going to be Andrew Luck or is he going to be Dwayne Haskins? Dwayne Haskins was a fabulous quarterback. So you look at the five guys now who are going to be first-round picks. Trevor Lawrence is going to the Jaguars unless they win a game. Then he'll go to the Jets unless they win a game. I keep hearing that Zach Wilson will be the second quarterback off the board, which I find surprising. But when you think about he's 6'4" and just threw for another four touchdown passes, would the Jets take him? Could you imagine the booing if they did? But that's two. Then, as I mentioned, Justin Fields out of Ohio State. He's another guy that'll be there. And then you get Kyle Trask out of Florida, and you get Mac Jones out of Alabama. So those are five quarterbacks who could go in the first round. Oh, I'm sorry, and I forgot Trey Lance. Trey Lance is a guy who is just – the reason I forgot about him is because he doesn't have a college listed. When it says – if you look at Justin Fields, it says Ohio State, and obviously Trevor Lawrence, Clemson, Zach Wilson, BYU. For Trey Lance, it just says NFL draft. And there is some, there are some reasons for this kid. He just had a showcase against Central Arkansas. But it's an interesting scenario for that kid. It's almost like an Otis Sistrunk University of Mars type of situation. Because this was a guy who was a redshirt freshman last year, won the Walter Payton Award and the Jerry Rice Award for the most outstanding player at his level. And now, apparently no longer on the North Dakota State team. One way or another, Trey Lance is still a guy who's going to get. But my point is, I just named six guys that could go in the first round. And at least four of those will go in the first round for sure. At least four. And how do you know that one of them isn't Dwayne Haskins again? You don't. You just don't. And I don't know how to figure that stuff out. And if I did, I'd make a lot of money, because there are people who make a lot of money that are paid to figure this stuff out, and they can't figure this stuff out. Do you remember Trent Richardson? Trent Richardson at Alabama was such a fantastic back, and he was a first-round pick of the Cleveland Browns. And the Cleveland Browns then traded him mid-season, which was very rare for a running back to be traded. Mid-season trades in the NFL are rare because it's just not like baseball where you say, play shortstop. What's your philosophy here? Our philosophy is stand in between second and third, and when you get a ground ball hit to you, throw the guy out at first. Oh, same as my other team then, pretty much. You don't need to acclimate a guy like that. In football, the terminology could be literally like a different language. And it especially sucks for those rare coaches who have odd numbers on the right side and even numbers on the left side. That doesn't make any sense. By the way, Frank Cannon's going to join us after this break coming up. That doesn't make a lot of sense. So you don't usually trade running. But anyway, my point is that Trent Richardson got traded for a first-round pick from Indianapolis, and Indianapolis making a playoff push, and they're like, this guy's not that great. You think, well, why did Cleveland give up on a first-round pick so quickly? And you could say, well, it's because he was Trevor Bauer. He was amazing, and they couldn't stand him. That's what happened with Trevor Bauer in Arizona, and they traded him to Cleveland Indians. They couldn't stand him anymore. Enfant terrible. But anyway, after the Colts jettisoned Trent Richardson, he came to the Raiders for camp. And I remember standing there And just observing, just looking at the running back group, there was a guy who looked like he was about 5'6" and was extremely bow-legged. And I almost thought that this was some sort of charity case, like be a running back for a day at camp, and this guy got the golden ticket, Charlie. And I asked my friend, I go, who's that guy? He's like, this Trent Richardson. What? And he didn't make the team, and his career is over. So, you know, if you watched him on film, of course you'd make him a first-round pick for one of the great college football programs. So I don't know how to suss this out. A lot of people don't know how to suss this out. Now, to me, there are huge warning signs. Body language, Sam Darnold, combing your hair straight down. Ryan Leaf, Sam Darnold. I always take that as a sign of a dumb redneck. You don't have to be a redneck. I shouldn't say redneck. There are a lot of rednecks who are brain surgeons. There are, maybe. But bad footwork, bad fundamentals, everything about Sam Darnold, I said, no thanks. I didn't like Rosen because I thought he was a loose cannon, not off the field, but on the field. He might take a snap for the Niners this week. We'll see. I hope for Beathard's sake that he doesn't take a snap. I root for Beathard after all of the stuff he's been through and the terrible family tragedy too. But the point is, you know, Dwayne Haskins is another case of a guy who looked like a no-brainer and now stripped of his captaincy. And this is for all the stuff he's done off the field. He was already benched on. All right, Frank Cannon on the other side. Come on back.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauseen.
Lisa, you're bloated from binging on cookies, cheese dip, chips, and a ham dinner. Meat sweats are made worse by the sounds of ripping Christmas paper and the shrieks of children. Do you, A, vomit, B, swig the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauseen?
I take Nauseen.
Correct. Nauseen's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get fast-acting Nauseen now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
Right one under a troll face. Left road, steps tall. First cock upon the face. Now a shirt laid on his wall. It calls me bloodlust for. But he loves to kill it fun. And the power that he feels. When he puts the trigger on his gun. But he doesn't come for food and he doesn't come for meat. Until the shit on his.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Well, well, well. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's a pleasure to welcome a guy who's my age from NorCal like myself, and that is Frank Hannon, musician. Of course, you remember him with the lead guitar over there at Tesla. And now at FrankHannonProductions.com, he has a keen eye for new talent. And he's here to talk about a holiday video, teaming up with those kids over at Red Voodoo. Welcome to the show, Frank. What do you guys got going on this holiday series?
Hey, good morning, Rick. It's great to be on your show, man. I'm honored to be on the American Armed Forces Radio. And, you know, I'm a constantly hardworking, crazy, creative person. I don't know how my wife puts up with me, bro. I really don't.
Well, tell us more about this Red Voodoo deal.
Well, Red Voodoo is a band of teenage guys here in Sacramento that I started hearing about last year. Friends of mine were telling me, hey, there's this talented singer who's got an amazing voice. He's 17 years old. You got to check him out. And, you know, I've been trying to help my friends out here locally in local bands my whole career since 1985 when I bought my first four-track machine. And I love the art of recording and making recordings, you know, whether they're demos or albums or songwriting or whatever. The skill of creating a killer-sounding recording has been something that I've always loved to do outside of playing guitar. It's a whole nother art form.
So these kids, they're from SAC, like you, and you say, and they say, hey, Frank, and they say, Frank, give us one.
I'm sorry to interrupt, man, but you got me fired up. The singer, his dad, I was going back to the story I was just telling you, his dad was in a band back in 1987 that I made demos for in the garage. In his band, they were called Treason. Ironically, it came full circle. So, because wow. I stopped helping bands and producing them because I found it to be out of his voice. He's a singer of Red Voodoo, and he's influenced by Sammy Hagar at 17 years old.
Yeah, I appreciate these kids knowing their rock history. So let's just say these teenagers, they come to you and they go, Frank, what's the most important piece of advice that you can tell us right now?
Well, when it pertains to music, it would have to be that you've got to really spend the time trying to write songs from your heart and jot down every idea you've got of an original idea and try to be the best songwriter you can. But more importantly than that is you got to be willing to work hard. So these kids, before they even get in my studio, I make them work on my ranch for months. They got to come here, rake leaves, shovel horse dung, clean the stalls, and it's boot camp, buddy. They got to go through boot camp before they come into my studio.
I love it. You help them, and they're farmhands for free.
Yeah, well, it ain't for free, man, because let me tell you, when we get into working on music, it's a whole other level of working, man. We take the songs and we really examine them. And anyway, but it's a lot of fun. And the first song we did this year was called Rise Up. It was about being strong and staying strong through the COVID lockdown isolation thing. And the kid came to me with a song and lyrics about being isolated, and it really hit home to me. So check out Rise Up from earlier this year. And then right now we've got the Rock and Roll Christmas, which is a remake of Sammy Hagar's Rock and Roll Weekend.
Very cool. We're speaking with Frank Hannon. You know, I'm always interested on the way up about who was cool to you and who wasn't. Like, you hear about Van Halen said when they opened for Sabbath, Sabbath couldn't have been more cool and said, you guys are blowing us off the stage. You need to be headliners. And then you hear like Aerosmith saying they opened for Mott the Hoople and they said those guys couldn't have been more mean. So how about you on the way up? Were there some cool and not so cool like headliners?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. We paid our dues. Tesla really paid our dues as an opening band. And even still to this day, man, we're the opening band. On the last tour we did, we were opening for Joan Jett and Styx and REO Speedwagon and Def Leppard. So, you know, but being an opening band has its ups and downs, like you're saying. I would say the coolest was Def Leppard. They've always been the coolest to Tesla. They took us under their wing. Alex Cooper was always super cool. You know, but back in the day when there was a lot of competition, you know, we got into some arguments with Great White and Poison and bands that were clawing their way to the top like we were, you know. So it was more not necessarily that they weren't cool to us. It's just that we were competing against each other so much back then, you know.
You know, in the past, I've had Joe Elliott and Rick Savage on the show from Def Leppard, and both those guys were really cool, so I can see that.
Total English gentlemen, but, you know, I think they come from the same school of hard knocks, being from a small town as Sheffield. Mm-hmm. You know, so they got that same hard work ethic, a blue-collar vibe that we do from Sacramento.
What about gigs? Like, what was your favorite gig ever, like whether you were at Wembley Stadium or whatever, and then contrast that, what was the worst gig you ever did, like somebody's garage where the power went out? I mean, what, how do you contrast those two?
Let me think. You know, there's thousands of them, but when you ask me that question, the first thing that comes to mind, both sides of the spectrum there, is my favorite gig would have to be the Cotton Bowl Texas Jam, 1987, opening for Boston on their third stage tour when they made their comeback. And it was Boston, Aerosmith, Whitesnake, Poison, Tesla, and another band, I can't remember, Fahrenheit. And we were on at like 1 in the afternoon in front of 90,000 people.
Woo.
And the funny story was, is we were on a rental car tour for 2 weeks in Texas leading up to that show, and we were playing every dive sports bar you can imagine in Lubbock, Waco, Amarillo, Texas, and we almost got arrested driving, you know, across the state of Texas at 100 miles an hour to get to Dallas in time for the Cotton Bowl. So that was probably one of the best, greatest gigs of my life. I mean, I was barely 20 years old. I think I hadn't even turned 21 yet.
I love the fact that at one point you were in a band called Moondog Maine, because I remember as a kid he would eat the goldfish live on TV, the wrestler. Is that a little homage to him?
It was, man. It was. You know, thinking of a band name is one of the hardest things to do. And I don't know what made me think of it other than the singer of Moondog Maine was kind of a burly guy, and he kind of reminded me of Moondog Maine. So that gave me the idea.
So how much do you get people who are probably under 30 that think that Elon Musk is in your band?
Yeah, there's a whole new generation of people that know the name Tesla, but, you know, for the car. But, you know, Elon Musk and Tesla, us ourselves, we got it from Nikola Tesla, possibly the greatest scientist of all time.
Yeah, you're spitting, you know, spitting electric bolts like Emperor Palpatine at people.
You know, we never had heard of Tesla, Nikola Tesla, before. You know, they didn't teach about him in the school history books.
Right.
And when we were trying to think of a name, like I was just telling you, it's hard to think of a band name. And we were already done with the first album. I mean, we were mixing the album, and we were listening to it and saying, man, we got to think of a killer name for our band. And a bunch of names went around the table that we rejected, nobody liked. And then someone had a book about Nikola Tesla that was filled with photos of him sitting in a room with laboratory with lightning flying all around, and the story of how he was never given any credit. So we decided to use Tesla as the name, and it's been really cool.
It is very cool. And as far as tools of the trade, we know that, you know, violinists want Stradivarius and pianists would want a Steinway. Is it Gibson for you?
100% Gibson, and the tone of mahogany wood on an SG, and the inventions that they made have the best sound all around. They are definitely the Stradivarius of guitars.
So tell us more about Frank Hannon Productions. What's going on outside of Red Voodoo?
I have another artist that's also releasing a single today. It's called Waited So Long, and his name is J.T. Lux. Again, he's another hardworking kid, paid his dues on the ranch, super talented. There's another kid named Austin Moe, just released a single called The River. And here's the deal, man. Like I said earlier, I have been forever loving the art of recording, engineering, and I've done it for hundreds of bands locally as friends, but I decided to keep it limited now to my time and just find some really youthful guys that are, you know, not even 20 years old, but are super talented. And it's like I'm a coach of a little league team. You know what I mean? I'm more of like a basketball coach or a football coach that's like coaching young athletes. That's kind of how I view it.
Now, you know what you're like. You're like Yoda. You are a badass Jedi. You teach, but you can still get out the lightsaber yourself.
Thank you, man. I like that. That's cool. I appreciate the Yoda kudo. Thank you, man.
All right. Yes. Frank Hannon Productions. Make sure to check it out. Also, Waited So Long by J.T. Lou and the song Ride Strong. Make sure to check out the holiday video with Red Voodoo as well. Frank Hannon, thanks for coming on the show. Congratulations for all your success, and happy holidays, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Rick. This is Armed Forces Network, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we got Guitars for Vets single. It's called The Eagle, man. Check that out. J.T. Lux did it. We recorded it, the video. I'll make sure you get it because it's paying tribute to our vets, man. And I want to thank you, Rick, for having me on your show.
Awesome stuff. Thank you. And let's listen to a little Tesla on the way out. Come on back.
On your mind, and who is the reason you're living for? Who's the reason for your smile?
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Wait! She must have meant 10 o'clock at night. Do you think?
Why would she have you meet her in a bar at 10 in the morning?
I just figured she was a raging alcoholic.
I wish you would try and slap Rick Tittle's mama's face. He would clown you.
Girl! What's that all about? In about 15 minutes, Jared Freed, one of our favorite comedians, will be in here. Alex Edelman, also a comedian. Dylan Brody, I should say, also a comedian. But I want to remind everyone, I know that all of you out there are looking for some deep, penetrating oil to free you of all your rusty exhaust clamps and brackets. Well, look no further, because you need to buy the original Rust Eater Free-All, or I call it Free-All, Free-All. That's my little jingle for Free-All deep penetrating oil. You know, there's always a jingle. And I'll give that one up for free. I'll even sing it for them on their national ad campaign if they like. But it's not just for rust, exhaust clamps, brackets. It's for brake caliper removal, axle nut removal, rusty pliers, and other tools. By the way, rusty pliers was the name I told the cops when I got pulled over. Corroded U-bolts, rusty chains. That's what I told that sorority girl my name was. Frozen muffler and exhaust clamps, pillow blocks, universal rusted joints, not just the American ones. Boy, that'd be international. Rusted locks and locking mechanisms, rusted machine screws, threaded pipe connectors, and how about this? Frozen emergency brake cables, especially in these times. Industrial strength, free all. Industrial strength, free all. Spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts, freeing them with ease. The three-part formula delivers three times more lubricant. Now, let me tell you this. Less spray, less torque, less time than any other penetrating oil. And it's safe in your body shop, which means it's safe on paint, plastic. It's silicone-free as well. You can get it on the shelves at any O'Reilly or Napa Know How, or get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm full of jingles. Free all deep penetrating oil, the original Rust Eater. Check it out. And check us out. We have another 2 hours. It's my greatest read ever, and I'm sure they'll still have a problem with it. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Pilot.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California has surpassed 2 million COVID-19 cases Thursday morning. While it took California over 9 months for 1 million people to test positive for the virus, state health officials have confirmed 1 million new cases in just 6 weeks. A provincial court in Pakistan on Thursday ordered the release of a British-born Pakistani man charged in the 2002 murder of American journalist Daniel Pearl. The High Court's release overturns a decision by Pakistani top court officials that Ameed Omar Saeed Sheikh, the key suspect in Pearl's slaying, remain in custody while Pearl's family appealed the decision. NORAD is tracking the jolly fellow this morning. Santa Claus has been spotted near New Zealand. You can track it from home yourself by going to NORADSanta.org. A phone line is also available. You can call 877-HI-NORAD. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As the coronavirus relief bill still hangs in the balance, House Democrats and Republicans are set to make unanimous consent requests for their sides on Thursday. The president on Tuesday night called the $600 stimulus checks for Americans an insult, saying the number should be instead $2,000. Americans are still displeased with the pork spending in the package by Washington, as America is generally out of work. Authorities are investigating a fiery oil car train derailment north of Seattle near the Canadian border. 7 train cars carrying crude oil derailed and 5 caught fire on Tuesday. 2 people were arrested last month and accused of attempting a terrorist attack on train tracks in the area. A man is dead and a New Hampshire state trooper hospitalized following an armed standoff during a traffic stop in Dalton, New Hampshire. The New Hampshire Attorney General reported it happened Wednesday night. The trooper pulled a car over and that gunfire was exchanged. Other officers arriving on the scene found the man dead of an apparent gunshot wound. They found a rifle and a handgun in the car. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Leslie West, the guitarist who created the hard rock anthem Mississippi Queen with his band Mountain, died Wednesday morning. He was 75. The cause of death was cardiac arrest. On Monday, West was rushed to a hospital near his home in Daytona, Florida, where he never regained consciousness. As holiday plans begin, so is the expected rise in COVID-19 cases. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Nearly 3,300 Americans died Wednesday of COVID-19.
with hospitalizations continuing to rise across the country. Dr. Stephen Perotti is the head of Kaiser Permanente's COVID response team. He tells CNBC that he's worried about the effect a Christmas surge could have on a hospital system already stretched to the breaking point.
Right now, we are riding the Thanksgiving Day wave. What we're seeing in our hospitals right now is stretching us to the breaking point. And if we don't make the choice now to change the future, then what I'm worried about is we're going to see a Christmas Day and a New Year's wave in January, and the hospitals will be beyond the breaking point. That's really what we're facing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The National Football League has a weekend full of games starting Friday afternoon as the Vikings head down to the Big Easy and play the Saints, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you in the Echo Machine. Echo, echo, echo. Hello? 1-800-878-PLAY to get in. 1-800-878-7559. Whatever button that is to get rid of the echo. Cool! Oh, there it goes. Thank you. We've got some funny people coming up. Let's see, we had Frank Hannon, we're going to have Jared Fried, we're going to have Alex Edelman, we're all going to have Dylan Brody, which means that this is a show all about white male privilege. That's right. No diversity for me, no women, no trans, no people who are not white. Well, we do have two guys who are Jewish. Does that help? Remember, people are keeping score at home. I noticed the Tittle Show today. It was all white male with their white privilege. Two Jewish guys. All right, we'll give you a pass. Woo! I keyed in these times. 1-800-870. Play on a Christmas Eve. Just hear that ding, ding, ding-a-ling. Jing, jing, jing. Let's say the fourth and sing a chorus or two. I don't know. Yep. I know those. But you remember yesterday we had Twisted Sister Dee Snider. He put out a Christmas song as well. So if I was going to do a show tomorrow, who knows who I could have had?
Gene Simmons, I've put out a new song called Kiss My Butt on Christmas. It's on vinyl. This is what the kids like now.
All right, big shout out to the troops. A little punchy here. Big shout out to the troops listening on American Forces Radio Network. By the way, I didn't know I did a Gene Simmons until right then. And I think I got it 25% right.
I'm Gene Simmons.
Crack is on. Big shout out to our troops on AFN. Also, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, blah, blah, blah. Jared Fried, come on back.
There's an underdog story happening today in America. Small businesses are fighting to make a comeback, but in the moment they have the least, they're giving the most. They're rallying communities and neighborhoods, yet asking for little in return. Well, it's time we gave back. Small Unites is making it simple for everyone to take action and support the small businesses that unite us all. Find out how you can donate, shop, and share today at smallunites.org.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauseen.
Lisa, you're bloated from binging on cookies, cheese dip, chips, and a ham dinner. Meat sweats are made worse by the sounds of ripping Christmas paper and the shrieks of children. Do you, A, vomit, B, swig the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauseen?
I take Nauseen.
Correct. Nauseen's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get fast-acting Nauseen now. Available in stores everywhere. Use only as directed.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Thank you, Lawrence. You can pretend like you can't hear me through the walls. It'd be better. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the world on American Forces Radio Network. And if you think New Year's Day, is going to be lame, you're wrong, because New Year's Day, Friday, and also Saturday, the 2nd, our buddy Jared Freed will be at Helium in Indy. He has one show on that Friday, New Year's Day, and two on that Saturday night, the 2nd. Jared, welcome back to the show, my man. And as I saw on your Twitter, being Jewish on Christmas Eve, this is just Thursday for you. You can relax, right?
No, man. Ricky, good to be here. Thank you for having me. It is the best day of the year as a Jew, is Christmas Eve and Christmas, because nobody expects anything of you. I'm on the beach right now, baby. I don't got to worry about presents getting delivered. I don't got to bake cookies for Santa. I don't got to do anything, and it feels good because you get to watch people have to do stuff.
Hey, beach by noon, you made it.
That's right. Beach by noon, you know the motto. It's a way of life. It's a lifestyle. It's an essence.
I always wonder if anybody sees you wearing one of your many t-shirts and says, oh, hey, I love that guy. And you're like, I am that guy.
That's me. I'm the guy who wears the shirt to the concert.
Do you know, I did that. I went to a Sabbath concert and I wore a Sabbath shirt and I got absolutely shredded for that. I didn't know the faux pas.
Yeah, I didn't know it either, because I'll wear my own stuff. My girlfriend's like, I'm not leaving the house with you. You're wearing a shirt that says your own name on it, like you're 8 on your youth soccer team.
I love on your merch page, by the way, jaredfreed.com, the one that says Hit the Music Shelby, because I love Tuesdays with Stories. That's the same Shelbo Shellfish.
Shelby is going to be, there's going to be a documentary done on him one day about how he was behind all of these different podcasts. He does mine, he does Tuesdays with Stories, he does about like 8 others. He does like a bunch of Sports Illustrated ones. Like, he knows more people in this audio business. And he's like, no, he was a young guy just looking to, you know, make way to get into radio. And then all of a sudden this podcast thing comes up and he knows how to do everything. I have people that are like, Jared, what kind of recorder do you use? And I'm like, I don't know anything. Go to Shelby. And he's gonna end up being like Mark Cuban one day, because he was the only one who knew how to edit radio podcasts.
You know what's funny about Shelby too is that he never talks on Tuesdays with Stories. They make fun of his lips. Mark Norman always says Shelby hates us, doesn't think we're funny. You put him on the air, and I listen to the J Train. I'm like, oh, Shelby actually has a personality, kind of.
Shelby is hilarious. He's funny, and I understand why they would say that, because he's a tough laugh. But if you get him laughing, like, I trust, you know, those people that will laugh at anything, and then you have those people that will give you the laugh, and you know, you're like, that's something to keep. That's something to take note of. That's a story I should tell again. That's the beat in the story I should retell. Take everything else out. Shelby's that guy for me and for everybody.
You know, I was listening to the J Train, I guess it was a couple months ago, your fellow Bostonian, Joe List. And I admire, as a guy who's worked in this business over 30 years, I admire how your show is just on rails. It is just so professional. And so many podcasts are free form, and that's fine. But yours is like, it feels like it's heavily produced, and I know you don't have a huge staff, so I got to hand it to you.
Dude, I really appreciate that. I'm a huge talk radio fan, and when I started my podcast, the Sip My Coffee, Tell You How Horrible My Life Is podcast already existed. I wasn't going to do that better than Marc Maron. I wasn't going to do it better than Pete Holmes, so I wasn't going to be an NPR, and that's just not my personality. So I wanted to create a show that was like me, where it's like, I want to be fun. I want to be funny. I want to talk about luxury issues. I want to talk about the things that someone could look at you and say, hey, isn't there more important things to talk about? I love talking about those things that are so unimportant and unpacking them. Like, I yell at charcuterie on my Instagram and I call myself the board lord. Like, there's nothing I do that's is serious, and I love that. So, but I also like love the you know, a sports talk station. I'm from Boston. EEI is in my childhood. Eddie Andelman, The Big Show, doing all these shows. Ted Sarandos. These are all shows that I loved growing up. So I wanted kind of something that would go add that energy.
I've noticed too that there's something about Boston, and when you were young, you know, the Patriots weren't good, and the Red Sox still had the curse of the Bambino. The B's and the C's, sure, of course, it had some glory. But I don't think I've ever seen anyone from Boston who doesn't have a Red Sox hat. It just seems like, because every town has a guy who says, yeah, I never really got into sports. I've never seen a Bostonian say, yeah, I never really got into sports.
It's to the point where I feel, so I love wearing hats. I love a hat. And I only wear hats that represent me. Like, wearing a hat that's like a Dallas Cowboys hat, I would feel uncomfortable. So, like, I have every iteration of Boston hats. And now now I when Brady left, I have such a connection to Tom Brady. Like, I look up to him. I think he's such a, like, to me, Tom Brady, it's easy to look at him and go, oh, he's with Giselle. Oh, he's had it easy. He's good looking. But the story of Tom Brady is an inspirational story. And I, when he left the Patriots, I became kind of a fashion free agent. So now I'm buying, I've become addicted to old Super Bowl hats. So because and it's because of the Boston in me. I can't wear another team's hat, but now I have like Super Bowl 30, Super Bowl 29. Like I'm finding these hats on Etsy. And every time I come home, my girlfriend is like rolling her eyes at me. She's like, oh my God. Another package. Like, I don't have enough days in the week to wear that.
You're probably not wearing the Super Bowl 20 hat, though, right?
No. Stay away from that one.
By the way, what does your lovely girlfriend think about you including her on the social media and everything? I guess she's cool with it, huh?
She hates it. She hates it so much. And it's like, because I'll get so, my whole thing is that I just love getting her annoyed. Like, that's why I think people from Boston are so funny, is like, everyone's a ball buster. Like my grandmother, I remember she came to one of my first shows when I came home to Boston, and she was like, I was like, what'd you think, Nana? And she's like, why are you wearing that stupid hat? Because I wore a hat on stage. Like, everyone, it doesn't matter how old you are in Boston, you're just a ball buster. And my girlfriend's from Atlanta. It's just slower, it's easygoing, it's nice to everybody, how you doing, y'all, all that stuff. So I love getting her riled up, and I do this thing on Instagram where I yell at The Bachelor, and there's one, every Instagram story is making fun of The Bachelor, but there's always one where I just focus in on something sexual. And just as a joke, like, I'll focus in on someone's boobs or whatever it is, just to see how long it takes her to be like, to yell in the background. So now people have become in love with her because she's the person yelling at me for being disgusting once a Monday night.
Gotcha. I noticed on your latest J Train, you have Adrienne Appalucci, and I know she has a new album out. And I always like that in comedy, there's no rules. And hers is, you know, talking about, you know, your missing son. There's no 35-year-old walking around Disney World lost right now. I always like the fact that she just doesn't give a damn with her comedy. She'll go there, in other words.
Sure. I mean, I love Adrienne. I love working the Comedy Cellar in New York or when it comes back, because you see so many different types. And you can get a taste of everybody. It's the poo-poo platter of comedy. And Adrienne, who was just on the J Train podcast, is so dark and fun. And, you know, it's hard to be dark in a different way. It's hard to be broad. It's hard to be broad because you want to do the joke that no one's heard, but on the subject that everyone's talking about. It's hard to be dark because some people will be dark for the sake of shock value. It's hard to be dark because you have to be creative and you have to have someone who isn't dark appreciate your darkness. And that's what Adrienne does so well. Because it's easy, because this happens to comics a lot, is after a show, someone will hear you do a joke that took a year to come up with, to figure out. And then they'll come up to you and go, and then they'll say like the most heinous and horrible thing to you've ever heard. And they'll go, right, that's funny, just like you. And you're like, no, what you did had no tact to it, had no reality to it. You didn't walk a tight wire. And it's like, I think that's the problem right now. And I think, you know, Sam Morril has a great joke on his new album about just the idea that comedians are lumped in with crazy people. We're lumped in with the darkest person. We're lumped in with the person who will say anything. It's like, no. We're thinking about, our goal is laughter. Our goal is not, ooh. We hear it, ooh. We want to go and rewrite the joke.
Right. No doubt about it. I love Sam, by the way. We've been speaking with Jared Fried. Make sure to check out the highly successful The J Train podcast. And if you're in Indy, New Year's Day, Helium, the real club. He's got a show New Year's Day. He's got two on the 2nd, that Saturday night. HeliumComedy.com for the tickets. Jared, man, thanks for coming on. Happy holidays and happy New Year, buddy.
Rick, Merry Christmas. It's a pleasure to talk to you as always. Indianapolis, I'm doing New Year's Eve as well. So New Year's Eve through the weekend, I would love to have people come out. I'm making fun of COVID for 45 minutes. I got 45 minutes of COVID stuff, and it's just fun to talk about because it's such a serious topic. And if you can, you know, walk the tight wire of it, people really enjoy talking about it and seeing all the craziness that's going on right now and being able to have a little laugh. So, and it's socially distanced and all that stuff. So come with your corn squad, your corn pod, whatever it may be.
You're doing your COVID chunk.
The chunk has grown to four. I don't know how it got there, but the chunk is my stomach right now. It's fat. So,
all right. Jared Fried, everybody, make sure to check him out. Thanks a lot, my man. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Wait! She must have meant 10 o'clock at night.
Do you think?
Why would she have you meet her in a bar at 10 in the morning?
I just figured she was a raging alcoholic.
I wish you would try and slap Rick Tittle's mama's face. He would clown you.
Damn, girl! Rick Tittle with you, open lines, 1-800-878-PLAY.
Is this a rerun?
It's Christmas Eve, it's a live show. Alex Edelman.
You said Edelman!
He's coming up. Any relation to Julian? I rather doubt it. Dylan Brody. Coming up about an hour from now. Remember I talked about in the first hour?
I missed it.
Well, I talked about how academicians don't understand and sometimes politicians don't understand sports, right? Let them celebrate on Zoom. No, we're playing a bowl game. Play it on Zoom. Sure. Well, Coastal Carolina. Who? Right. Coastal Carolina, 4 years ago, didn't play college football. And so it is a remarkable, fantastic, admirable, I love it story that they were 11-0 this year. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Did they play anyone? They played one school you heard of, and they beat them, obviously, BYU. But just a swashbuckling group of young men with mullets, and the whole country was rooting for them, right? And they get to play in their first ever bowl game on Saturday. The Cure Bowl, timely, yes please. They're going to play against Liberty.
I have sinned.
Is that Jerry Falwell's university?
I'm sorry, I bought that hooker.
Wait, that's the other guy. That's Jimmy Swaggart. I can't get these guys. Did you see the picture, by the way, of Joel Osteen's house? Why you would give that guy a penny more? I don't understand. Are we still paying indulgences, by the way? In the Middle Ages, if you didn't know, the Catholic Church had a pretty good racket going. Basically, that you could pay to get people who were in purgatory up to heaven. You could buy their way out of jail, basically. And they'd say, when the coin in the coffer chimes, the soul in purgatory climbs. Aha. Another one was when the coin in the coffer chings, the soul in purgatory wings. These were things that were said. Yeah. So if I give you all my money, my grandfather, who, where is he now? He's in purgatory. You checked. Yeah, he's not in hell, but God's just not letting him into heaven. So if I pay you, God will let him out. I'll talk to God. Yep, God told me he'll let him out. How's that for a racket? It's pretty good. I mean, do you want your father or grandfather floating around in limbo? It's like, what can you do for me? What can Brown do for you? Well, it can deliver your package, and it can get you into heaven for all eternity, the eternal bliss of heaven. Right? Right. Okay. So, I digress from giving money to... If you want to give money to somebody who needs it. That's what I would say. But the athletic director at Iowa got a letter, because he's the head of the College Football Playoff Committee. The AD of Iowa is Gary Barta. He got a letter from the incoming Coastal Carolina president, Michael T. Benson. He's not even in yet. And he criticized the lack of fairness and the absence of character in the college football postseason that must be addressed. And he called for an equality of opportunity. And he said the group of five, there's a flawed logic that Coastal Carolina is ranked number 12. And Cincinnati, by the way, is 9-0, finished 8. And he says it's absolutely flabbergasting. Quote, I can't help but think what might have been this season had all FBS programs been given the same equality of opportunity. Just think about that. Football is the only sport where the deck is stacked insurmountably against those who have the inedible classification of the group of five before toe hits the leather each fall. The Power Five have worked to ensure that a different kind of golden rule remains firmly in place at the highest division of Division I football. Those with the gold make the rules. Listen, you stupid jackass. Do you think because Coastal Carolina, who all they've done is beaten BYU, get to play in a game that Alabama plays in? You think that's wholly unfair? Did you not see at University of Central Florida, UCF, when they went undefeated and then beat Auburn in a bowl game, that they were on the outside looking in? If UCF ain't getting in, you ain't getting in. You think just because you went 11-0, you get a shot? The Cincinnati Bearcats that you mentioned at 9-0 deserve it way more than you. And guess what? They don't deserve it. So it's hilarious that all this guy sees, this guy thinks this is the NBA. And there was it's like going to the bubble. Remember the Phoenix Suns were undefeated in the bubble? How can they not? What? Wait, what? How can the Phoenix Suns not be in the playoffs? This is an outrage. You don't understand what it. It's hard. We've all done it. I'm not going to throw rocks because we've all done it. We've talked out of our butts before we know what we're talking about. But when you're in a position like that and you're going to write a formal letter, wasn't anyone around to say, no, you're going to make us look so stupid. Please don't make us look stupid. There'll even be a talk show host in California that will make fun of us. Well, this is stupid. It's an embarrassment. And I bet you every one of those football players, unless they're also dumb, are embarrassed by this. How come we don't get to play Ohio State? We were 11-0 and they were only 6-0 or whatever, 5-1. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Rates have dropped to near all-time lows at ClearPath Lending. Rates are as low as 1.75% on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, 1.986% APR. Call ClearPath Lending, 844-800-3205. Loan officers are standing by. ClearPath Lending at 844-800-3205.
Loans not available in all states. 1.75% rate, 1.986% APR. Subject to 800 minimum FICO score and includes up to 2 discount points. Other restrictions apply. Call 888-855-6361 or visit clearpathlending.com for details about credit costs, terms, and license information. ClearPath Lending Incorporated. 15615 Alton Parkway, Suite 300, Irvine, California, 92618. NMLS ID number 936436. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a California financing law license number 603J783 in California. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Call now and save thousands. 844-800-3205.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our Buy 4, Get the 5th One Free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
Oh, that offends me. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Radio Network. We just had comedian Jared Fried on, and he says he loves being Jewish on Christmas Eve because he's at the beach and he doesn't have to worry about wrapping presents for anyone. Well, with that in mind, you know that over the years we have had Lisa Geduldig and others from the Kung Pao Kosher Comedy Fest, which is right here in San Francisco over the years. They're having it again, and in fact, it's running through Boxing Day. It'll be the 28th annual, and joining us on the line is one of the comedians, Alex Edelman. And Alex, thanks a lot for coming on the show, and I was just looking up your background, and very interested that you were someone who you went to a yeshiva in Jerusalem, and you studied the Talmud and Torah, the halacha. What does that mean for you when people say Orthodox?
I mean, yeah, I'm an Orthodox guy in that I grew up never eating anything but kosher and never doing anything on Shabbos. I'm sort of like an original six Jew. If we were talking in terms of NHL teams, I'd be the Red Wings or the Canadiens.
Well, I stayed in Crown Heights in Brooklyn for a week. And, I grew up with a lot of Jewish kids, but they never really wore the yarmulke out here. But in Brooklyn, I saw that. And I saw the curls and everything. And I always found that, especially with Jewish comedians, they seem to make fun of the Orthodox Jews. Have you found that out, too?
I mean, I make fun of Orthodox Jews sometimes being part of that crew. But, yeah, sometimes you see jokes that you're like, this is really funny and made with a lot. Hannibal Buress is a really funny joke about Orthodox Jews being dressed the same and not acknowledging each other. Be like, if you were dressed the exact same way, you'd think you'd be like, you do. Like, and so that's how I feel sometimes. But a lot of my favorite comics, like, you know, Gary Gulman or Judy Gold, who I'm doing that show with this weekend, or I guess tonight through the weekend, talk about what it's like to be Jewish. And that's my favorite kind of comedy. Instead of just like, Jews are like this, Christians are like this, folks are like this, men are like this, women are like, they talk about their experience being a Jew. Or their experience, being with other Jews. So, yeah, I don't know.
By the way, we had Judy Gold on a couple of weeks ago, and always enjoy having Judy on the show. But let me throw this at you. As a guy who grew up in California, Catholic, the other Catholics call us cafeteria Catholics. In other words, it's like, well, we don't want to read the Bible. We do want birth control. It's sort of like we just do whatever we want. And my doctor, who is Jewish, he said, you know what? I got to eat bacon when I'm in Kansas City. And then my other friend said, I know we're Jewish, but I got to get a Christmas tree. It's just an American thing. That's not very Orthodox, I guess. Do you see a difference between the, and I know we're generalizing, but like the West Coast and the East Coast when it comes to Judaism?
You know who picks and chooses? Everybody. Like, there are people who think, I am, like, the most Jewy East Coast Jew they've ever met. And then there are people who think I'm basically Christian. Like, everyone is a cafeteria, whatever. Like, I'm sure that there are people that you think are, like, devout Catholics who don't, like, eat meat on Sundays and stuff. And then, you know, there are folks who look at that and be like, you don't eat meat on Sundays. We don't even think on Sundays. You know, like, it's the kind of – everyone's got someone who's more religious than them. And yeah, I mean, you'd think that the Jews in Crown Heights are more religious than the Jews that you'd meet on the West Coast. But, like, if you go around Pico Robertson in L.A., you'll find a community as, like, devout and Orthodox as anywhere. A lot of Jewish places or a lot of cities with big Jewish populations have that. London has Muswell Hill, and Melbourne has St. Kilda. Like, every cities all around the world, there are pockets of the religious. But yeah, when I think Orthodox, I do think East Coast.
Me being a comedy nerd, and I'm not a comedian, but years ago when I was doing the Oakland A's pre- and post-game show, and they had Jewish Heritage Night, and by the way, they gave away bacon. And so on the post-game, I'm going, what are you, you know, Meshuggahna, you Potts, you Klutz, you know, that's not, you know, you stupid goy. And so I started using all these terms, you know, you Bupkis. I just was going through, you're not a mensch. And then, you know, oy vey. And then I was doing this root beer float day as a quote-unquote celebrity, and I was scooping, and a group of about 10 people came over, and they said, you're Rick Tittle? I said, yeah. And he goes, you did the post game on Jewish Heritage Night? And I thought, oh, no, my career's over. And I said, yes. And they said, we loved it. We couldn't believe you knew all those words. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that was so close.
Well, honestly, some of those words, like, I think there's a lot of Yiddish in the English language now. You hear words that are, you know, some words that folks don't even know are Yiddish, I think are, like, part of the vernacular now. Like,
yeah, like schmuck.
Yeah, schmuck is in there, but even, like, there are some words that are, like, Torah words that nobody knows, like the term scapegoat. Comes from Judaism. There are so many different kinds of Yiddish words and Hebrew words that are, like, in the vernacular now. But my favorite is I have a friend who likes to point out the amount of words we have for loser. There's so many words for loser in Yiddish. There's schmuck, there's schlemiel, there's schlemazel, there's putz, there's klutz, that, like, there are so many different kinds of loser in the Yiddish language, because I think it's usually how people refer to their neighbors and children in the old country. They're like, ah, my son's a real freaking putz. I don't know.
Couple more questions for Alex Edelman. Kung Pao, kosher comedy tonight through Boxing Day. And I listen, there's more to you than your faith. I realize that. And I know every question I'm asking is about Judaism. So I just want to mention one more thing. And that is, years ago, I had a Krav Maga expert in studio. He was a former Israeli paratrooper. And I thought of a joke. And I thought, I'll try it. And hopefully he doesn't break my arms. And I said, hey, when I heard there was a, you know, an Israeli martial art, I thought maybe it was Jiu-Jitsu. And he paused, and just for a second, I thought he was going to kill me, and then he laughed and laughed. He goes, I haven't heard that one. I was like, oh, thank goodness.
I would break your arm. I don't know Krav Maga as well as that guy, but I would break your arm in several places. Not because I'm offended as a Jew. I'm offended as a comic by a pun of that level. Keep going.
No, hey, if you like it that much, I appreciate it, and feel free to throw it in there.
Yeah, you can save. It's safe to say that you will not be hearing that from me at Kung Pao Kosher Comedy, if you do indeed come. But I think it's a serviceable joke as far as puns go. It's pretty good.
Thank you. So for people who don't know about Kung Pao Kosher Comedy, it was a marriage of another faith that's not Christian, a Chinese restaurant, and a show with some Jewish comedians. Tell us more and how we can be a part of it.
So Kung Pao Kosher Comedy is run by the wonderful Lisa Gadaldig, and it's a a venerable San Francisco comedy institution. It's done every year, and it's got a great reputation among comedians, and I got to do it with the wonderful Lane Boozler a couple of years ago. And now Lisa has put it online and put so much work into it, and you can get tickets by going to the social media for myself or Kung Pao Kosher Comedy. Just Google Kung Pao Kosher Comedy, and there are tickets for tonight and tomorrow and Saturday. I think still available. I'm not sure if any of the shows have sold out yet. But yeah, it'll be the online version of a comedy institution.
One more thing I wanted to ask you, and I usually don't bring up, you know, people's siblings or boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, but I just want to know, in your family dynamic, your brother AJ, he goes to MIT, yes. He goes to Yale, and then he's in the Olympics. Are you super proud of him, or do you think, you're getting all the love?
I am so proud of my brother. By the way, you got the order wrong. It was MIT, then the Olympics, and then Yale. So he just keeps going up and up and up. But yes, he represented Israel. Although he represented Israel in an event called Skeleton, which is like luge but head first.
Right.
And so people always ask me about it, but it does answer the question: nature or nurture? It's definitely nurture, because I am not inclined at all to be going head first down a slide like that. So I'm very proud of him. I'm really lucky that he's my brother and that it's not me who feels the need to be going that fast down icy ice runs or whatever.
So, and last question for you: as a New York guy, do you, you know, do sets at the Cellar, the Strip, Gotham, places like that? Are you, do you bump around town?
Gotham, Stand Up New York, and Eastville are my three favorites. But yeah, I mean, I prefer the indie shows, frankly, when I go back. Those are the ones that are really fun, fun places. And I hope that they'll all survive the pandemic okay.
Did you do Tiny Cupboard up on the roof?
I've not. I'm actually in LA now, so I know that they had those shows, but I've been watching with envy. When I was back east for a quick spell visiting my family, at the start of the pandemic, because I was caught there for a little while. I was in New York and I got to do an outdoor show in Central Park. And even though, you know, obviously it's like a vegan hamburger, it was still really, really nice to be up there doing stand-up again.
That's Alex Edelman. Make sure to check him out. There are tickets available for all 3 days of the YouTube live stream beginning tonight. Go to cityboxoffice.com/KungPao. Alex, thanks for being on the show, man, and let's catch up down the road, dude.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me. All right, man.
All right. Good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. Take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Wild.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
I'm sorry, it's the pleats. It's actually an optical illusion. It's the pattern on the pants. It's not flattering in the crotchal region. I'm actually taking them back right now, taking them back to the pants store.
Tittle is a majestic stallion.
Majestic, I tell you. Let me tell you something else about Blue Emu. That's right. You hit that U like you're in England. Because they say, they pronounce it long, like stupid and Q8. In fact, there's a gas station in England. Well, a series of them. It's the letter Q and the number 8. Because the gas from's Q8. Stupid. Blue Emu. No chill. No burn. No odor. Rugned. It is the number one selling Emu brand oil. Emu oil brand in America. Russell Brand. And by the way, it's made in America. Not by those weird foreigners with their weird language and their weird food and their weird clothing and their weird culture. Blue Emu, unlike competitors, we do not use capsaicin. You know what capsaicin is? It's chili peppers. Can you imagine that? You rub it into your skin, you go, oh, listen to that medicine work. Can you feel it? Sizzling bacon, like when Shemp would empty out the contents of his pipe on Moe's tongue, probably vice versa. That's fake, or menthol. Ooh, it's cold. It's working. No, it's not. It's menthol. They don't have capsaicin. They don't have menthol. Seriously, though, Blue Emu, they are the number one selling Emu oil brand in America. And you got a little pain here, a little pain there. Rub it in and be liberal. Even you conservatives out there, that's not politically liberal. Be liberal. Blue Emu, Rick Tittle, two blue thumbs up.
Is that political too?
No, it's just a color. We still have another hour to go. We'll have some Rick's Picks. We'll have some open lines on a Christmas Eve, and we'll have Dylan Brody as well. Humorist. I always find like humorist can be somewhat of a pejorative, like they can't describe you.
I think Rick Tittle is a humorist.
Nah, he's not. All right, come on back. Got another hour together.